Asia makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here we are once again with your juicy gossip with my bestie, Tracy Anderson. By the way, we had a slumber party last Friday.
Yes, we did. And we had that pillow fight that we promised.
That's right. So, and then Tracy has her TV, and then she puts on this fake fireplace scenery.
You know, I told Chris, I go, I have a fireplace in my house. And she goes, really? And I turned on Netflix.
Dude, it was hilarious. Yeah. And then we were enjoying our wine, so we took a picture. So that was really fun. So
it was.
Yay, slumber parties.
Yeah, fun.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right, here we go, honey. Let's kick it off with, of course, the very sexy Colton. Yes. When it comes to The Bachelor, this was a big night because it was a group.
Yeah. So for most of my adult life, I had a secret. I was a virgin. And as an athlete, I thought I had to fit this mold. I made up lies, and I was uncomfortable speaking my truth. One day, I get to the locker room. One of the veterans asked me, he said, how many girls have you slept with? So I sat there sweating. What's a good lie? Is it one, four, 10, 100?
100!
What am I gonna do? It finally came out of my mouth and I said, zero. And the first thing that I heard was, wow, man, that's really cool.
That is really cool. That's I think it's fabulous.
That's cool, Colton.
Would you stop it? You are
I'm being so sick of hearing the virgin. Don't pick on Colton.
So yeah, so it kicks off with actually one of my dearest, beloved actresses, Megan Mullally. Oh. Hilarious.
Okay, can we talk
from
about
Will and
this?
Grace?
Yeah, I see we're gonna have a different opinion about this.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
They were horrible for The Bachelor.
You think so?
Yes. Terribly picked. First of all, I couldn't even recognize that was Megan Mullally. Like I couldn't recognize her.
Yeah, she looks.
And they were not
different.
Funny. And I think they both weren't. And I think the reason they weren't is because maybe it was ABC and they had to.
It might be.
But it was. But it was terrible.
I mean, she should have been like this. Hi, Colton. Would you like a glass of wine or something? Like a martini? I mean, that was her character
awesome
on
Will
and
Grace. And I was like, is that her?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I couldn't recognize her.
She did look different. So I will agree with you. I'm not sure why they were there, but it's true. But that's how they did this. They had to go and tell Colton what their very first whatever was.
Yeah.
And I think
people should just start a drinking game or some kind of game. Mm. How many times are you going to mention virgin?
That's right.
Every episode.
That's right.
I'm so sick of hearing
it. I think
he's a virgin.
He's a virgin. I do not like Demi.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Demi was the girl who decided to go and jump off the stage and kiss him.
Yes.
Colton's first kiss with her. And so she demanded it. I don't think he wanted to kiss her.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
So, normally I don't like these little villains. Obviously, she's the villain of the season.
Yeah.
I actually like her on the show, though. She adds a little spice.
She is shady.
Mm-hmm. She does things that she knows is going to bother the other girls. And then
Tracy cannot stand her.
Oh, my. Tracy starts crying.
Girl.
And she's considered a cougar.
I know.
And she's
31. Isn't she the old? She's the oldest one on the show.
Yeah.
And she says she's ready for love, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess. She cries the entire time.
She cried because Demi touched the rose.
I know. Don't touch
my
rose.
She cries over everything. She's like, I'm serious. She's not. And then she starts crying.
And then she's crying in front of Colton when she actually gets the rose. She's like,
You're not stable, girl.
I don't think she is, which is sad. There's no jokes about that. I like her,
but she's not.
But she's definitely a cougar. My ginger sister, Elise, she's a cougar as well, and she got the rose.
It's so funny how they're doing these, like, young girls versus cougars.
Yeah.
And they're really not even cougars, though.
Well,
they're not old enough.
They're older than Colton,
so they are cougars. Okay, rawr.
Yeah, because he's like, what, 27 or something? Okay, so let's move on to Hannah B. When he goes out on the date with Hannah.
Oh, that was the worst date.
You know how much anxiety that the sloth chick gave me? This particular segment when he's like, hey, let's toast together. I'll toast first, and then I'll have you toast. What would you like to say? And here it is.
I can't do this.
Okay.
How do I start it?
Okay.
What's she say?
Let's make a toast too.
Let's make a toast too.
And then put some words together.
Just I'll put a bunch of words that sound good, that are real.
Oh my gosh.
Let's make a toast too. First, it's my birthday. So,
Happy birthday.
Amazing day.
She's a valley girl.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Where's my anxiety
Cheers.
Medicine?
Roll Tide.
I know.
When in doubt.
Where is my CBD oil?
Girl, I
could not stand it. I was like, ugh.
It was terrible.
Wasn't it?
Whole thing was terrible. And then he's even saying in the middle of, he's like, wow, I didn't expect it to be this bad.
Yeah.
The date was so awkward.
It was very awkward, and you could see how uncomfortable he was. But then she finally opens up at the end, and he's like happy about it. And anyway, she gets a rose too.
Yeah, she gets a rose. Yeah.
But he was
trying to be perfect.
He does say that's the first time he's ever questioned his intuitions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I don't know like the history of Bachelor, but that was the most awkward date in history. I mean, holy cow.
It was very, very
weird.
That
was terrible.
That is true. Yeah. So anyway, we will see how the next show goes. But you are very correct when you say this. Demi is the one that we all are, of course, attracted to because she's ballsy, man. She's the aggressive young girl who's getting what she wants. But she's overly confident and is going to slap her in the face because there's no way that that girl's going to continue.
Oh, she's not. And then who was the girl with the blowhorn? Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Onika?
Oh, my gosh.
She drives me crazy.
She got a rose, right?
She got a rose.
Yeah. I didn't think she'd get a rose. How annoying is that?
I think the producers are keeping her around.
Honestly, give him a heart attack while you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
No, I mean, seriously, that girl's crazy. Okay, let's move on, Tracy, to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, let's talk ATL, girl. So, so this episode opens up continuing that fight,
right,
with Portia and Candy.
Right.
Marlo shows up with the girls out, honey.
Woo!
Like she had this hot pink dress on. I mean, she looked good. But the boobs, apparently she must have got a boob job, but the boobs were out. But nonetheless.
Were they Dr. Bartel acceptable?
No.
God, none of them have good boob jobs. Mm-mm. None of them.
We need to pass along Dr. Bartel's
number. Yeah, Dr.
Number,
Bartel. I will.
Ridiculous.
Okay, yep.
But then they go, they continue the fight. They're going to do hibachi.
Okay.
So, like, Tanya's like, you guys, we got to stop fighting. Let's, you know. So the biggest thing is Portia's like, Candy has her version. Portia has her version.
Yeah.
But everybody's like, Candy, why didn't you call her after you know that she got kicked
it's
out of the
true,
party?
It's true, though. I mean, if you're a friend and you get kicked out of my party, of course I'm going to call you and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry that happened.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that was awkward or, you know, I mean, who knows if she was set up or not. Or, but the interesting thing with Portia and Dennis is we start to find out in this episode, like, she doesn't know very much about Dennis at all.
But that was her doing. That is her fault.
She's pregnant, and we see, like, her at the therapist.
Yeah.
Talking to the therapist. And she's saying, I really don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 months in and she's pregnant now, so.
But the entire show, she's like, I don't care. I don't want to know about that.
Care.
I'm happy right now with him.
And now she said she's finding herself in situations, which I like.
They're not going to stay.
Actually, like, they're not.
It's not going to last. I really do. I think it's going to end up, she's going to be a single mom.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I do.
I think so. Nene and Greg, we see that.
Yeah.
So we start to see in real time, which is interesting, the reasons why she's snapping at him on social media.
Yeah.
What? He's a grouch. Like, he's snapping.
Well, he doesn't feel good.
He doesn't feel good. It gives a really good perspective of what the care caretaker has to go through.
Absolutely.
Like, she hired this vegan chef. He was snapping at the chef.
Yeah, I saw that. She's like, he was not happy. She's like, just listen to what she has to say, Greg.
You know, this is also good. This is great that they're incorporating this because when he goes to the doctor and they tell him something he doesn't want to hear, that's going to change your mood when you come home.
Absolutely.
And then, you know,
it
affects the whole family.
She gets a grunt of it.
So Cynthia and Mike, they get to ask him questions. That was interesting.
What, the herpes?
With the timer. Marlo obviously was ridiculous, but I thought that was cute. He handled
STD,
himself.
Like, what? Yeah.
He handled himself very well. Yeah. So I would say, like, pretty much that was ATL.
Yeah. It was good, honey.
It was really good.
The girls are out and the fighting has begun.
Yes, it has.
All right, let's go on to the Real Housewives of Jersey. Now, this is adorable. Again, Melania doing her thing, getting her sing on. Here's a quick clip of the show.
Next time on the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go.
Come into my home and use that as content for an article that spoiled children.
Now, I'm not going to apologize for you being paranoid, Jennifer.
I can't relate to people who have affairs with married people.
Wow.
Yeah. Senor said Margaret told her that we shouldn't be trusted.
Did she say that?
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
No, you have a way of twisting things, and that's why I can't associate with you.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
A lot happening with this one. All right, so the girls go on a wine tour, which is super fun. It kind of reminded me of what we did here on Jams.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to love that. Yeah. I felt bad for Teresa, but her body looks insanely
amazing.
I'm thinking
of doing a contest myself.
Seriously.
It looks great.
I thought it was funny. She goes, does fruit come from the ground or from a tree? What is... No one actually even commented on it. Mm-mm. No one knows. No one knows.
Nobody knows. In Jersey.
I thought that was funny.
Yes.
Also, my gosh, when they're on the bus, Jennifer
is on fire.
Yes. She's mad.
She came in hot. She had gifts. Margaret, you're not getting one because of mail order bride or whatever.
That's right.
And then she gives Jackie a knife.
She gave her a dagger and because she went to Turkey. So she gives the girls, you know, these gifts. She goes, hey, this is for you. So if you stab me in the back, I'll see you coming.
That's right, girl.
But again, because Jackie wrote this article about Jennifer's house.
So I agree. I mean, kids. Here's the thing. Yeah. I like that she came in at them, but okay, like, let's not let it last for 20 minutes. I mean, she kept talking about it. But I agree. You come into my home. How do I know you're not going to write anything I say to you?
Well, it is true. And like the other girls say, this is my home.
Right.
It's
my home.
It's my sanctuary.
Yes. Yeah.
These are my children.
With my children.
Yeah. So again,
she
wrote an article about, Jennifer and her kids being spoiled. And So, but it's good that they did kind of, like, come together.
No, and I think Margaret was out of order with the mail order bride stuff.
Yes, that was rude.
Really rude.
That was rude.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Love that Fetty Wap stopped by. Melania doing your song.
I love it.
Can't wait to grow up.
I'm glad he didn't stay for the performance, though, because the girl was nervous already. I was like, he's not going to stay for the performance, is he?
I thought that was...
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Fetty Wap. Okay, bye, Fetty Wap.
Yeah, I know.
See you later.
Yeah.
But I do think this is sweet. I do think this is an outlet for Melania, like we talked about, because of her dad being in jail, that now she's gone to music. This is a very good way
He's getting out in March.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's finally. Three years.
Yeah, but he's being, allegedly deported right away.
He's being deported. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that. And then, again, the big fight between Margaret... talking about married mom. Your mom was married. Mom dated a married man. Then you married married man.
There's a pattern.
There's a pattern. I was like, oh gosh.
Don't talk about mama.
Don't talk about my mama like that. And then, of course, Danielle spreads this rumor can't trust Margaret.
Of course.
To
this
Teresa.
Danielle fashion. I'm telling you, the last few seasons, Danielle brought it down.
Yeah.
Crazy Danielle is back. She's always been crazy.
I liked her hair, though, by the way. I did like her hair.
I didn't. The crazy, it looked like it needed to be combed.
Honey, that looked like a nice blowout
It looked like it needed to be combed. And then it's just so funny to see Marty trying to defend.
Oh, my gosh.
Because now look at, in like real time, what's happened. He's almost gotten into a fight with
Marty said to Joe, you know, your wife doesn't like to be with my wife because no one looks at her when my wife is in the room, Danielle.
Right.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
The fight is real.
And now
so I'm sure more fights will occur that. Hey, I just wanted to share with you, because it's always fun to hang out with Andy Cohen. Here is Nene, actually.
Yeah.
Did you know, and I believe you do, because she's hanging out with Phaedra.
Nene, do you, what's going on with you and Phaedra? Because you had her to your birthday party last week. Happy belated, by the
Andy,
way.
Andy, you are so messy, hey.
Well,
I can't really take it.
I didn't know you and Phaedra were hanging out.
Okay. listen.
Yep, and there you go. She's
Andy
like done.
Andy is super messy.
But she does look great, and they are hanging out,
she's
probably
coming
will.
Back,
yes,
right?
Yes, girl. There it is.
Yes,
I believe she is,
back.
Too.
So. I think so, too.
All right, there you have it. That is our click-worthy, that is Reality Check with click-worthy gossiping and with my girl, Tracy Anderson.
Honey.
Love you, girl. Till next time.
I love you more, girl.
All right, Reality Check.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Ladies.